Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Level Yourself. I am your host, Jans, along with my beautiful ladies, Liz. Say hi,
hi
Liz.
Hi, from guys. Vietnam. Hey, guys.
How are you, ladies?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. I'm great. Thank you.
So this time, we are excited, Jans, to interview you. Jans is going to be our special guest. So our host is our guest this time on Level Yourself.
Very excited and nervous at the same time.
So Jans, we are very proud of you. You accomplished a goal. And one of your goals was to run the New York City Marathon. You ran this marathon on November 4th, and it was 26.2 miles. So how do you feel after accomplishing such a big goal?
I feel amazing. It feels amazing. It really does. I mean, it's 26.2 miles. It's definitely no joke, but, you know, it just feels good to be able to run it, to finish it, and to feel good, after. So, you know, just the fact that another fact that I didn't finish, you know, with any injuries or any pains or anything like that, you know, that's definitely a plus. So, That's you know, that's awesome. I was able to finish. I trained for this. And I was able to do it with no injuries. So that was even like a major plus.
So wait, let's backtrack a little bit. How long have you been running? Is this a hobby? Like how long have you been taking up running? I know you run with your WEPA team.
Yes.
So how long have you been running?
So, it's 2 years now in the running. I started 2 years ago, and I just ran like a regular run. It was called the Police Chase Run. And then I posted a picture, and then my cousin saw that I did a run, and he was already in the running, you know, in the running world. So then he asked me to join his group on like on a Sunday, like with family and friends or whatever. And I came through, and after that, you know, him and I just started running every Sunday together, and it just started to become just a weekly thing. Like we started running every Sunday, other people coming along. And that's pretty much how I started running more frequently.
What was it about the running that you enjoyed and that it was able to become kind of like a habit, right? So you did it weekly. What was it about it that you were able to keep it up?
You know what? When I started running, I really didn't have any hobbies. I was going to the gym and I liked working out and everything, but the first day that I met up with like my cousin, there were other people there as well. And it was just so positive and fun. And I just had a fun time that one Sunday. So I said to myself, you know what, I'm going next Sunday again. And I kept going every Sunday, and I kept meeting people with such like great energy and positive energy. And we were having fun as we were running. So it was just motivated me to keep going. And I had to do it for myself as well. At the moment, I was also going through some like health issues that running actually helped me get better, you know, feel better about, you know, my health issues. And so that helped. I decided to go every Sunday because it was nice. It was fun. I was meeting people. I didn't really have any hobbies at the time. And then it was also helping me with my health. So, hey, why not? You know, I was having an amazing time, and I was doing it with my cousin. You know, he's family, and it just was a fun time. It felt good.
That's cool. So then, so you're running you start off on this weekly thing, and then how did you go from running one time a week to now accomplishing the marathon. Like, that seems like 2 years is just a very short time to accomplish such a big goal and so many miles. Like, how, where was the in between? How did this go so fast?
You know what? I actually think it took me longer. Well, it takes everyone like different. So when I started running, I started in July and it was once a week. And then I attended the that year, November, I attended that marathon, but I attended as like cheer squad. So we were cheering for people. My cousin invited me to come over. It was my first time being part of cheer squad. So it's like a bunch of other runners and other teams just really cheering for their friends and all these other marathoners running. And, you know, I didn't have anything to do that Sunday. And I went with one of my friends and we were cheering for, you know, for people we didn't even know. And my cousin and his friends were like, oh, my God, we're doing 2017. We're doing 2017. And I was like, oh, that's awesome, blah, blah, blah. So they did 2017. And, you know, throughout the year, I've been running with other people and running with my cousins. And then when I did cheer squad again for 2017, which was really, you know, motivating for me because my cousin ran it and, you know, it was amazing to see him running that race and he looked amazing. My friend, my good friend Lucy ran the race and she looked amazing doing it and all my friends did it. And, you know, that made me want to do it because they trained so much. I saw what they did. They, you know, they really pushed. And it just motivated me to do it. You know, it was my turn to do it. And I said, you know what? I'm doing 2018. And I said I was going to do it. And I did it.
That's awesome. What about like your mentality? Like how do you prepare mentally for something like this? Like, okay, it was something that you wanted to do and you did it. But it takes a lot of willpower and mentally you have to be in the right space to be able to do something like this. Where was your mental state at?
It does take a lot. The good part about it is that in this running community, you get so much support from like the other runners and everything's so positive and everyone's, you know, trying to help you and give you tips and, you know, willing to run with you so you're not running alone. So that helped a lot to stay motivated. And that was one of the things that I really appreciated. And I also was, you know, I trained with my team and another team, Willpower, that also like have ran in the past and, you know, have ran marathons and they were aware of what the training process was. So, you know, I had someone training me and telling me, you know, how I should be running, when should I be running, what should I be eating? And at the same time, we're communicating with like the other running buddies and just having a really good time doing it. So it helped me stay in a positive mental state. But I had some, you know, there were some times where I was, you know, hitting the wall because it takes a lot. When you say you're going to train, you have to train and you have to follow the process in order to, you know, finish without any injuries, finish, you know, happy and be proud of yourself. So, you know, there, when I said I was going to train, it started in June. And I know that starting that point, my lifestyle had to change for the next 4 to 5 months. Wow. And when I say like it had to change, I meant with food. And it's the summertime. It's June. So, you know, my eating habits had to change. My going out, you know, habits had to change as well, because now I had to run 5 days a week, no matter if it was in the morning or it was at night. I had to make it happen in order for me to, you know, get this training done. And then, you know, waking up at 4:30 in the morning on a Saturday morning to go, you know, do my long runs with the team, you know, all those things had to be incorporated. So it took a lot. It really took a lot. And I, there were times when I would come home and from a long run, and I would lay in my bed and cry because it takes a toll on you. It's tough. It's tough. But I was, at the same time, it's so rewarding. And I knew that I was doing it for me. So it was just, you know, it was more of a push. You know, it's more like, yes, Jance, keep doing it. This is what you say you were going to do. You want to do it for you. And I kept pushing myself.
You know, this is so great, Jance and Liz, because one of our first podcasts, we talked about, you know, setting goals, setting intentions, and the tips we gave our viewers were accountability, like having someone to help you be accountable. And that was a big factor in you being able to complete this goal, because you had such a strong support system. So it's cool to actually see it, like we're seeing it happen. Also, you had a support system, and also was a mindset. Like, you set the intention in June, like, my life is going to change. I'm going to do this. I'm doing this for myself. And it was mind over matter. And even when I saw you in September, when you came to the shop, you said, you know, it's tough, you know, but I'm doing it for myself. You know, you did have running buddies, Andrew and some of your teammates from WEPA team. But also when you're running, you have your support system, but that's you moving your body, right? It's you doing it. And you said, guys, you didn't even know you had it in you. You didn't even know you was that strong. And we was like, wow, you know, I keep thinking about you telling us that. And we're like, wow, you know, it's pretty amazing to see how we could push our own limits and be able to do something we didn't even imagine. But that's because we set the intention that you're going to do it. You affirmed it to yourself. And I'm sure it was a lot of positive self-talk, like, Jance, I got this. Jance, I'm doing this. Jance, I'm good. I'm strong. You know, I could get through it. But since you ran through the five boroughs, how do you feel now? Did you set a new goal for the new year as far as your running goals, new running goals?
I did. I definitely don't want to stop. I think it's now just part of my lifestyle. Like, I'm going to incorporate it in my week. And I have some other things in mind that, like, now I want to focus on. And it does have to, you know, do with fitness, because it makes me feel well. It makes me feel so good. And, you know, the people around me are so, like, in tune with, like, the fitness world. And it's just so much fun. And Camille, you mentioned accountability. And that was so hard for me because, you know, I was during this training, I was in a chat with every other, like, with all the other runners that were training with me. And then I had to report certain, like, mileage to my coach that he would give me. And then if I didn't do those miles, he would reach out to me and say, hey, how's everything? I saw that you didn't do your miles. Like, are you okay? And I'm very stubborn. Like, I don't like people to tell me what to do. I don't mean, like, I hate people, you know, pushing me. I'm like, I'm going to do it when I want to. I'm going to do it at my time. And with this training, it was either you train and leave your stubbornness aside, or you do it your way and you're most possible to get hurt and not be able to finish this race. So it took a lot for me to, you know, to put my stubbornness aside and actually have to report certain numbers and do what they're telling me. And that, I think that was, like, my hardest part was the accountability part. Like, now I gotta do what other people are telling me. And it was kind of tough. That was one of, like, the toughest part. And I like that I did that, because it was part of my learning process. It was part of learning who I am and, you know, what I can do if I just, you know, open up a little bit. So that was very interesting.
You learned a little bit more of all that magical power you have. You didn't know you had it. It's in there.
It really means a lot. And I learned a lot about myself. And they coaches and my friends were like, Jance, you're going to learn so much when you're done with this. And about yourself. And I was like, what am I going to learn about myself? Like, I'm just
That's funny.
I really did learn a lot about myself. And yeah, and it, even with like family and friends, I can tell you guys that it was tough as well. Like my time with friends got, you know, it minimized a lot, and some people didn't understand, you know, oh, why do you run so much? Why do you put all these miles? Why are you doing the marathon? And even like some, like my family members were like, why are you even waking up so early to do this? Like, what for? And they weren't really understanding the reasons that I would do it. And, you know, when I say I want to do it because of me, I want to do it because I want to accomplish it. They don't see the same vision I did, but, you know, I really didn't care, and I stuck to what I wanted to do. And that took a lot as well. Like, some people didn't really understand, and some people didn't understand why I couldn't like hang out with them or drink as much with them during the week. But, you know, eventually they had to understand my points and take it as it is.
Do you feel like you would have been able to accomplish this without these accountability partners that you had, and without the coaches? Do you feel like now that you've done it, you would be able to do it again without them?
No, I mean, I think that if they weren't there, there's no way that I could have ran that marathon. I could have ran it. It would have taken me 24 hours to finish it, and then I probably wouldn't have legs after. the advice that was given to me by you know, the running buddies and the coaches, and the motivation that they gave me, I followed what they said. And, you know, every mile I thought about them and what they would always say. And I feel very good about how my race day went and how I finished. Yeah.
That's cool. And then you had a special buddy right next to you, right? Your boyfriend.
Yes.
How was that? I'm sure that helped.
Oh my God, that helped a lot. So I ran, yes, my boyfriend ran along with me. I had two other WEPA ladies with me as well. And, you know, having my boyfriend next to me was like very special. He was very motivating as well. And he actually, you know, pushed me at a certain mile, like mile 22, I remember. And I was just like, yo, like, I'm so tired. I don't think I can do this. And he was just like, you know, let's get this going. We just have three more miles, and, you know, we can do this. We can do this together. So that definitely helped. And, you know, throughout the course, whenever I was going too fast, you know, we helped each other on, you know, just staying at a certain level. And even with my other two running buddies, we helped each other throughout the whole course. So, you know, it is very special to me. And the fact that, you know, we helped each other was amazing as well. And he did great. You know, we're all different, and I'm upset because he hardly trained and he did amazingly. And he did great, but, you know, we also like stayed together and helped each other helped each other throughout that race. So it's very special.
I'm sure he probably wouldn't have done so great if it wasn't for you and your training.
Probably.
You guys probably fed off of each other's energy, you know, and yeah. Everything that you had learned was already instilled in him.
Right.
You know, it made it that much more easy, not easier for him, but, you know, it was better for him that you had that training, I'm sure. You guys helped each other.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things that I definitely have to thank is all the friends, all the family that came out to cheer. Oh, my God. I think that we were able to get through the miles because we had people cheering us, and even like the spectators that we didn't know, like they were amazing. So, you know, to see my family and friends waiting for me because they've known of the process that I've been going through the past 5 months was like super emotional. It meant so much, and like every mile was so emotional when I saw them, and they were waiting out, you know, you're waiting out there for me to get there, and then, you know, cheering for everyone else. Like it was super, super emotional. And like my friends and family made it special. My team made it so special. And it was like, it was amazing. The motivation and having them out there waiting for me, that was an extra push, like super extra push that definitely helped me get through it.
I remember seeing one snippet of a video. I think it was your sister maybe that had posted it, that when you were running and you saw your mom and you gave your mom a hug. And I was like, oh man, I had chills. I felt like crying. She was like, so you could tell how proud she was of you and to see you. And then you guys were hugging your I felt like I was there in that moment because you could tell how extremely proud of you she was. So yeah. I just remember seeing that video.
So. Yeah, that was really, really special to me. I'm actually emotional right now. You're making me tear. But my mom was one of the ones that really didn't understand why I was running and putting in so many miles, and I would get to her house on a Saturday night or on a Sunday, like with so like my legs being sore and I can't hardly walk. And she's like, what do you even do that for? And, you know, I insisted the day of like marathon, mom, you're going to come out to see mom. You're going to come out to see to like cheer me. And she was like, yeah, yeah. You know, it wasn't something that she really knew of. And to see her out there cheering for me was amazing. The fact that she surprised me at, you know, at mile 20, because she just, you know, hopped on the train right after to meet me at a later mile was even more amazing. And then it really was special because she understood why people did it. She saw me doing it, and she felt so good, and she, you know, she saw all the other runners, and they were cheering for the other runners as they were waiting for me, and, you know, after, and she, you know, she understood that day. She understood like why I didn't, and she actually wants to go back next year to cheer for people she doesn't even know, and I'm not even running it next year, so that's very special.
Wow. So it seems like you taught not just yourself, but a lot of your friends and family and loved ones a lot through this process as well.
I think so. I sure hope I did.
You did. You did.
This is very inspiring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's the whole point of us making sure that we do this podcast. I remember Camilla's like, we gotta do it on Jams. We gotta do a podcast on Jams. Like, yeah, we have to. It's very important for us because it's a big deal, you know? So that's the whole point of the Level Yourself. And it's funny, Camille, that you brought it back to our first episode. I was listening to our first episode the other day, and that was like March, you know, of this year, and it seemed like so long ago. And our mindset, just the way we talk, the way we see things, is just so different now than it was back then. Mm-hmm. And I think we see things a lot more clearer now. So I could just imagine how it would be, you know, a few months from now. And just this experience listening to Jams then and listening to Jams now is like, whoa. You know, I see how much she's grown, right? And I'm sure, you know, others can hear how much she's grown and see how much she's grown as well. So it's a big deal.
Yeah. I just, you know, I really just want to be able to just, you know, tell everyone, if you put your mind to it, you can, you know, you can achieve it. I never thought I was going to do it. I was always like, I can't run any more than 3 miles. But, you know, if you take it little by little, step by step and trying not to overwhelm yourself, you can get to the next level and on and on and on. And, you know, you can achieve it. You just have to take it one step at a time. And that's what I did. And, you have to think about what you want. And I thought about what I wanted regardless of, you know, what other people saw. And they would eventually understand when I finished, you know, what I had to do. So I just want people to know that you can do it. Don't say you can't. I'm not the fastest runner. I wasn't the fastest runner, but I did it at my pace. I did it at where I was comfortable. So you can do what you want to do. If you put your mind to it and you know, you just do it at your time, at your pace, you can achieve it. That's how I see it.
And also, guys, it's very important. You know, we started Level Yourself and we kept saying, you know, it's a support system, but you have to ask for help. You know, like we're saying we're a support system, but reach out to us if you have a question, even with people you care about. Like just us talking with this podcast, like I feel so guided to say from spirit that it's so important. Like if you feel sad or hurt, or if you feel like hurting yourself or anything like that, just reach out. You know, it's always someone that you can always reach out. You know, we just, my brother-in-law's brother, our anniversary just passed away. And, you know, I think and I reflect on how much sometimes we don't reach out to the ones we love and our friends and our family. And, you know, we're watching from afar through Facebook and Instagram, you know, and we're so proud of them, but we don't hit that send button. Like, yo, I'm proud of you. You did a good job. You know, I love you. We care about you. You know, just if you're feeling any type of way, just reach out. People care. Someone there that cares. And, you know, you can always reach out to us. But I just felt guided to say that, you know, you have to ask for help and reach out.
Yeah. That's true. And I definitely got to give a big shout out to you ladies, because you were with me throughout the process and I would communicate, you know, certain feelings and stuff like that to you ladies. So you were able to help me. And, you know, Team WIPA, I give them like a huge, huge, huge shout out, because they were there through everything. You know, when I needed support, they were all like, they would jump on supporting whatever it was. You know, there was always somebody there, and it's that, because I came out and I would be like, oh my God, guys, I'm so overwhelmed. I don't feel like coming out tonight. You know, and they'd be like, come on, Jams. And one of them would like make their way to me or even talk to me and motivate me. So yeah, I agree with you, Camille. Like sometimes we just need to like let it out and ask for, you know, either help.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or just say, hey, this is how I'm feeling. You know, and then allow people in to help you.
Mm-hmm.
Put that ego aside.
Yeah, definitely.
Let go of the ego.
Well, Thanksgiving is coming soon. And I was sharing with Mom today about, and it's been an ongoing thing about, like, giving, giving, right? So, like, walking with the vibration. So I experienced someone giving a homeless guy money, and the guy walked away and the homeless guy put his hand up in prayer, like he prayed for him. And I thought, wow, you know, people are silently praying for you, literally, you know, like I do it for people, we do it for people. But it's like sometimes you just really don't know who needs help or who needs the prayer. So It's just so great to always have that support system, or just reach out. It could be anybody. It was literally strangers. I saw do this for each other, and it was so heartfelt.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
All right, guys. Well, it's been really great talking about this. This was definitely something that we wanted to make sure that we put out there. Like Camille said, it's important to make sure that we also reach out if we need anything, give thanks, leveling ourselves, self-awareness. There's a lot of key motivating words just in this discussion alone. But make sure that you follow us, post your comments, send us an email, levelyourself@gmail.com, and let us know what your thoughts are. Once again, gents, you the best.
Thank you.
And congratulations. We're so proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And congratulations to all the New York City Marathon runners. You guys did amazing. Right.
Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you so much. Well, thank you so much for your time. And I really do appreciate, you know, your time and the support you've given me. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Ooh. All right. Well,
till next time. Bye.